So they have to create some kind of a transportation system locally. And this was when they made the boats that would sail around the bay, a smaller bird, maybe 35 feet long, whatever width they were, perhaps about 10, 12 feet. It's not known for sure. And they were open deck. They were not the floor. They were just open deck, but had the largest coast with some material, so it won't leak or it won't fill up with water. And these little boats have one mast, most of them, one mast to be able to hoist the sail for their motion, for their power, the wind powered boats, sailboat, we shall say. And some of those boats were two mast, and these boats were a bit longer than most. And it was the local people who were trained and hired to sail those boats around the bay. As recently as 1800 to 1900, the last story that we heard about people sailing, the local people, there was a man named, I don't know what we call it in English, but he was called Kakitjevish, that is all they call him. And this was not necessarily a bad thing. He was known as that, and I assume he knew that he was called that. But Kakitjevish means something black. Person who is black. That's about all it says. But another word can be translated as a piece of chunk of gold, black coal. So that is what is understood to have meant, because at that time the Hudson Bay Company were using black coal for their steamship, and they must have understood this thing, those people. So they call him because he has a very dark skin in his face, in his hand. And they say this man was not very big, but small. One of the smallest kind of a man. But not a midget, but a small man. In spite of his small size, this man was considered to be one of the most trusted person and also courageous man to do the job. So he was assigned to be one of the captains of these York boats. Those boats, sailboats that were created in York Factory. The ones that sail around the bay, in Hudson Bay. So he was assigned to be a captain in one of them. And as he gained the knowledge of the bay and the skills to sail, he began to be well known and we admired of his ability. There is a certain story about him at times that he didn't actually use the compass to sail even during the night. To navigate without compass, he was able to do that. And there is a great story about this guy. He was really admired by many people. He was found to be the most courageous man that ever sailed in Hudson Bay at that time. There is a place in the Hudson Bay and James Bay where many dangers can be experienced by the sailors, amongst the white people also, and also those later, the native people who sail around the bay.